All right. So we're all good there. The red room. Yes. Check. Jump scares in 3. And 7. Industrial strength rubber bands. Yep. So we're just waiting on...
Are we still sure this is a good idea?
No. We're positive this is an amazing idea. Everybody loves haunted houses.
Yeah, that's why there are already 4 others on campus. Every social group and sport team is trying to cash in on the reason for the season, Kilt.
Exactly, and people are actually giving money to those tryhards.
Well, yeah, they're fundraisers.
And so is ours. Raising funds for the noble cause of the Keep Kilt Fed Fund.
That's not anything.
It's a gold mine is what it is. Listen, they'll get what they pay for. I've done all my research. I know college kids love a good scare, and I know way more about scary stuff than anyone else on this campus.
Well, that's the closest you've come to a good point all day.
Trust me, Gore. With my genius and your general proximity to that genius, we're gonna clean up big time. It'll be the easiest money you've ever made.
All right. So what? You want me to jump out at people, wave a cape around, snarl a bit, maybe show some fang?
What? No. Amateur hour.
Well, okay. What's your plan?
We're talking real scares. The kind of thing that will leave them shaking in their shoes. The stuff of night terrors.
Go on.
It's so lifelike.
Holy crow, talk about terrifying.
Our first victims. Come on, there's a good vantage point back here where we can watch through. Shh.
What was that?
Not important. Focus.
What am I even looking at?
My masterpiece. See that phone there in the middle?
A landline? Really? It's 2018, Kilt.
I know.
I don't know what to do with it. Are we supposed to...
There's a note on the table.
Well, read it.
Are you kidding me? This is...
Shh! Keep your voice down.
It says, this is a reminder to call our office today to schedule your annual visit.
The doctor?
It's worse than that.
Out with it, man.
The dentist.
I don't have insurance.
Oh, but Katie, you work full time.
No, I don't. I work part-time at 3 jobs, and one of them is work study, so it just goes directly toward my tuition balance, so...
Look at them squirm.
It's unconventional. I'll give you that.
Come on. Let's go wait in the next room.
Come play with me.
Seriously, what was that?
It's just Adeline. Don't worry about it.
Who's Adeline?
It's just the ghost of a little girl that haunts the basement.
Wait, there's a ghost girl in the basement?
Yeah.
Has she always been there?
I mean, probably. She started manifesting when we disassembled the nursery.
Wait, nursery? There's a nursery in the basement?
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, but shouldn't we, like, help her?
Jeez, Gordor Mercado. Don't you think I tried? Every time I started talking to her, she just wanted to play dress-up and have tea parties, and I could only eat so many crumpets. And frankly, now isn't the right time for play. It is a time for commerce. Now focus.
Ugh, I can't see a thing.
Over there, see? Now for the last time, quiet down. I think I hear them coming.
Shh. It's okay. It's not real.
It felt so lifelike. All those automated menus and none of them were what I needed.
I know. Stay strong.
Shh. Do you guys hear something?
Oh, no. No, no, no.
A Halloween party?
Oh god, were we supposed to dress up? I didn't dress up. What if we're the only people in there without costumes?
What if we weren't invited at all?
What if this wasn't actually a public haunted house at all? And we wandered into somebody's private Halloween event and now we have to leave and pretend we didn't mean to.
Yeah, but what if it is a haunted house and we leave and everybody sees us coming back out through the front door, or we run into somebody in the room we just came from and we have to explain why we left?
Oh, this is brutal.
Isn't it, though?
All right, I can't watch any more of this. What's the next
one? Fine, fine. Imp.
So what is it this time? Student loan, surprise test, bad first date?
See? Now you respect my vision. But no, it's so much more devious than that.
Nefarious, I'm sure. Wait, is that... Kilt? That's just a big mirror. I don't get it. Is it symbolic?
Ah, see, I read over 3 dozen listicles on the internet about millennials to get to the core of their deepest fears. But it turns out, they're the scary ones. Did you know millennials killed the garden hose industry? And an assortment of mid-sized homestyle restaurant chains.
You're kidding me.
Ah, mark my words. Nothing scarier than a 20-something. And they know it.
Well, don't look now, but you may want to tell them that.
Wait, what?
Hey, look. Plot twist.
Oh, mood.
Big mood.
Same.
Wait. Are they? They're selfieing. I thought millennials killed the selfie.
No, 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 get back over there. Let's get one where you two look super scared. Yes. Perfection.
Yeah. Okay, why aren't they scared? Get out there and ask them why they aren't scared.
Ask them yourself!
Oh man, was there a tip jar up front? This was a trip.
Tips? Ah, yes. Hello. I am the proprietor of this haunted establishment, and I take it you enjoyed your scares?
Oh yeah, it was super fun. All the riffs on, like, the out-of-touch, oversimplified misunderstanding of college kids? Hysterical.
Hysterical. Yes.
I thought it was a really clever commentary on the postmodern ironic detachment of our generation as a sort of second coming of the dadaist expressed through self-deprecating generational discourse imagery.
Jack is an art history major.
We try not to hold it against him.
But seriously, this was the funniest thing. Just the kind of break we needed.
Yeah, we'll definitely grab some friends and drag them back over here. Thank you guys, this was excellent.
Ooh, come on. Tracy just texted me that they're in the landline room. Let's double back and catch them.
Readmission is 350.
He's kidding. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween!
Well, I guess it's working, but wait, why are you smiling? This didn't go according to plan, did it?
It didn't?
Dude, did you make this intentionally ironic?
Did I?
Why won't you play with me?
I'm just a guy trying to do his part.
You're scary, you know that?
Oh, yes, Adeline, we get it. Okay, okay. Come on, Gore. Let's grab some beers and help the Rugrat cross over.